produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 40. Everyone have that? Let me hear you say amen. I want you to go down to verse 27. And it reads like this. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord? My judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I just want to stop right here and talk to you from the top and entitled, I Can't Give Up Now. Or won't you help me with that? Tell somebody, I can't give up now. As I looked over this and pondered it, this scripture that I've talked from time to time from, must recognize the attributes of how this prophet Isaiah basically is really giving consolation to Israel in the view of their return from the captivity that they had gone down into. Many things have transpired, and you got to recognize that the prophet, the man of God, had to keep reiterating the fact that God had made Israel some promises. It wasn't just enough for them to know that they are just God's chosen people, because sometimes you can take that for granted and feel like that just because of being the elect and that automatically things had to just fall in your lap. But he was letting them know that in spite of the opposition, all of the different battles that you have encountered, it had basically worn the strength of Israel down. But now you have this prophet that's somewhat reassuring the house of Israel that God is bringing you back into complete restoration. I know that when you look over your own lives, probably many of you can attest to the fact that there have been some things that look like would never rise to its prominence again in your life. Most of the time, we can look at health that way. You can always look back and think about how you used to run around the block. And now you can't even hardly walk around the block. And just look like you out of breath. Also, by the time you get up two or three stairs. But still, God knows how to give an increase. You can look and find out that some of you was in your heyday when it came down to having a few jingles in your pocket. Look like you can just go in there and just walk in and just say, set it up. And there it was. But now look like you're reaching your pocket. Ain't nothing there but lint. And sometimes it becoming a, have you become a depressed individual. Look like ain't nothing just going to happen for you. The devil has always tried to tell you that. You ever notice how many trials you had over your lifetime? How many things that have engulfed your life from time to time? How many days you had tears stroll down your face? I'm talking about look like your heart been ripped apart. But somehow the Lord just kept right on giving you strength, not every now and then, but tell somebody day to day. Just kept right on blessing you. Just kept right on opening up doors. Days you've been misunderstood. I'm talking about look like the job just simply said, we don't want you no more. Hello. And then with that, you hear, turn on the radio and hear some depressing song. Telephone disconnect, waiting on the next paycheck. Baby need a new pair of shoes. What I'm going to do? Let me tell you something. God has brought you too far for you to give up right now. You ought to tell somebody, tell them he's been too good to me for me to give up right now. I know there come times where you feel like just throwing the towel in. Don't look like things just going to gel together. And soon, I told you the old cliche that we used often. If it ain't one thing, you know it, it's another. And that happens so many times. Look like when things begin to go against your grain. Look like everything begins to fall out around you. You ever know when money gets short, car won't act crazy? I told Danny everything in the house get acting stupid. Plans get acting crazy. Refrigerator conk out. Get that fixed. Hello, somebody. Wash machine start jumping around. Everything that can go wrong look like just goes wrong. And you just want to just throw the towel in, catch you a mega bus and head cross the water, say, I won't be back no more. But let me tell you something, you can't give up now. God still got some blessings for you. And you got to note that when things begin to transpire like that, obviously the Satan done peeped into something. See what God is getting ready to release in your life. And he released every demon he got in his arsenal out against you to call that moment of regression and depression to stop you from receiving what God has already promised you. See, what happens, you can take one major discomfort situation and it'll cause everything that God has promised you to be a blind. You really can't see it. You can't really ascertain it. And yet the prophecies have been made about what God is going to do. And the devil just brings something on so quick. And you be sitting around in a corner crying them crocodile tears. But hold your head up and dry your face off. And get back to doing what you used to do. Remember how you praised him when you didn't have nothing. You were praising and trying to get up on something. And just because you lost a thing or two, that don't mean that you stop praising him. What brought you to where you are right now is what you need to keep going to get to where you need to go. God is great. The psalmist said he's greatly to be praised. I'm telling you, that don't mean just when it's convenient. Or it's easy to praise God in a controlled setting such as we have right now. But what about when there ain't nobody around you to encourage you? There ain't no pastor around to take you through the calisthenics of life. Ain't nobody there to tell you to touch your neighbor. What about when you're in the confinements of your own house or your car and look like everything is shutting down? Can you start having a hallelujah fit then? Can you start praising and magnifying and telling God, but I'm waiting on you. I still believe what your word said. Your word said you'll never leave me. Your word said you'll never forsake me. Your word said you'll be with me, not part-time, but always. You ought to tell somebody he's here right now. I'm telling you, you got to learn how to come out of what you're in. Satan will snuff the joy out of your life. And you'll be sitting around here with your head hung down and life's sturdy passing you by. You better learn how to get your life, because you know you got a thief on your trail. And that's what he called Satan. He said, a thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He comes to kill your joy. He comes to steal your joy. He comes to destroy your joy. But Jesus said, that's all right, but I've come. Oh, what you say? He said, I've come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. In other words, not just have life, but I want you to have abundant life. Just lean on somebody, tell them, get a life. Yeah, yeah. Folk won't get a life just living around sad all day long. Don't let nobody control you like that. You get a life. God been too kind, done so many things. If you ever want to know what he's going to do, just let your mind go back and think. Just start thinking. And you ain't got to go back that far. I'm talking about when you was in the trenches. Just think how God sent somebody your way. Just think how God sent somebody to help you. Just think how God opened up a door that was slammed in your face. Just think about when God touched your body, when it felt like you was going out. Just think. And when you begin to think, hallelujah, you begin to thank him. And your thanks become more than a verbalization, but it'll come from down on the inside. It's easy to say thanks from your lip, but when you start saying thanks from the inside, don't make no difference when the wall's closing in, but you're giving him thanks from down on the inside. Why? Because your word is right. And if your word said, you're not a man that you shall lie, and not a son of man that you shall repent. But if you said it, tell somebody it's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. Yeah, if God has said anything, you ought to start looking for it. And the people of God got to recognize that too many of us walking around with our head hung down, thinking about what somebody said, thinking about what somebody did, how somebody acted, how somebody looked. Your life is not to be controlled by those elements. And God said, I'm jealous, and I want to be first in your life. In other words, you're sitting around mad, you're sitting around discombobulated, and God said, the joy ain't in your partner. The joy ain't in that job I gave you. The joy ain't even in that little car you just got. But the joy of the Lord, that's where your strength comes from. You start getting happy in God. Start delighting yourself in him. See if he won't start opening up doors. Matter of fact, you start doing the things of God. He said, don't worry about them slamming the door. Just slide up under the window. See if I won't open them up and pull you out. Blessings you won't have room to receive. You ought to tell somebody, I need one of them shown up blessings. Yeah. God got blessings and miracles with your name on it. I got to come to my close here, see home on y'all's face. Thank you very much, sir. Recognizing that you come too far to give up now. I like how Isaiah just really turns the situation. Dealing with Israel and dealing with them so carefully. Begin to talk about the omniscience of God. Recognizing that he's everywhere at the same time. Matter of fact, when you're talking about him being omnipresent everywhere at the same time. Omniscient, knowing everything rather. Knowing everything, there can't nothing get past him. I mean, the omnipotence of him, he's all powerful. Nothing can be more powerful than who he is. So with that combination right there, you cannot lose. That's the reason people make the statement, they say, God plus me is the majority. I keep telling you, God don't have to have you to be a majority. He's just the majority. You just need to be on God's side. Hallelujah. And have him on your side. And that's where you accomplishment and your achievements really and your success in life derive from. Noting the fact that you're going to have some things that's going to transpire if you live godly. And that's one thing that you got to understand, that if you are living godly, you shall Hello, shall denote the fact that it is coming to pass. Not guessing whether it's coming to pass, but if you live godly, you shall suffer persecution. And I know that's something that people don't want to get up in the morning and ask about. You don't get up and ask God, please give me some problems so I know that you can solve them. No, but you got to recognize the fact that even though you got some problems, God is yet saying, I'm in control. There's nothing that can supersede or superimpose who God is. He's simply God. And when the people begin to recognize how powerful God is, you won't walk around in fear, because fear is not a spirit that God has given you. Note the fact that when things begin to happen against the grain of your life, fear begins to set in. You get a bad report from the doctor, the next day you know how long I got. Instead of praising God that I'm already delivered. Money look like it's just going to play out on you. You're going to look at what you're getting ready to lose. Instead of talking about what God is getting ready to do. Tell somebody God has not given you a spirit of fear. But tell them power, love, and of a sound mind. Can't give up now. That's what Satan wants the saints to do. Trying to wear the saints out in the last day. Throwing everything he can throw at you. And you ought to just line up and tell him, take your best shot. Because when it's all over with, I'm still going to be with God. Got to note the fact things come and go. But God said, I never leave. And so the best thing you can do is be in God. And I know that we sometimes look at things and we get attached to things. But these things are going to rot, or either somebody going to steal them. Note the fact that God said, I don't want you to have confidence in the things. Nothing wrong with having the things. He said, but I want to be first in your life. So Jesus put it like this, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, that's what he called them, things, shall be added unto you. And matter of fact, I keep telling you, if you seek God like you seek things, God will give you things that you won't have to seek. You just need to learn how to seek God. And these things become prominent in your life. Note the fact that he don't want the things to supersede who he is in your life. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Or what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and just lose his own soul? When we learn how to be content in where we are, you don't hear what I'm saying. That's what Paul said. I've learned that whatever state I'm in, therewith to be content. Either I can walk or ride. In other words, the hoopie might be smoking, but I can get there. I ain't finna fall out because I'm in my hoopie. But until God blessed me with a hooter, you know, I might as well keep on hooping around. You know, keep on being satisfied where you are till God take you to where you need to be. God see you praising him where you are. He know he can trust you where he's getting ready to take you. Sometimes he holds stuff up because you're not properly positioned to get what he has for you. You griping and moaning where you are, sure enough, you're going to be griping and groaning at the next level of life. But when he can see you praising him in that one bedroom, he know he going to give him glory when you get that 3, 4, and 5 bedroom. He know that you can praise him while you're working, making minimum wage. But when he pulls you up to that salary and bring you up to that salary rate, he know he ain't gonna have to beg you to give him praise then. Tell somebody, learn how to praise God right where you are. Y'all, come on, give me 5 more minutes here. Sit down. We're going through in this day and time. It's all biblical prophecy. Recognizing that as you go through, you got to go through like a saint. There's a difference between going through as a sinner and going through as the saint. Saint learned how to go through with the joy of the Lord in his life. Not that he's glad about what he's going through, but he's glad because he know what the outcome going to be. Oh, y'all tell somebody, it ain't lasting. It's just a temporary inconvenience. But God is bringing you to a permanent breakthrough. And so while you're in the midst of your trial, and while it looks like that things are falling down on you, just keep on giving God what belongs to him. If he told Israel he inhabited the praises of Israel, which simply means he lives in Israel praise. And if God lives in the praise, don't you know that's where he wants to abide in? That means that he loves where he lives.
And if God loves it that much, tell somebody we ought to give him what he loves. And I just want you to know that if you're going through a whole lot, you got to get it out of your mind that it's because I'm weak. But if you're going through, it's not because you're weak, but it's because you are strong. And I know sometimes you feel like throwing the towel in, and you keep telling yourself, I can't handle this anymore, and I just cannot take it no more. Well, I just want to leave word with you that you can handle it, and you can take it. When it gets to the point that you cannot handle it, God will make a way of escape for you to come up out of it. Just lean on somebody and tell them, after a while, I'm going to break through this thing. Yeah. But while you're in the midst of it, you got to learn how to dress yourself. Quit looking like your problem. Start looking like what you want to be. You might not have a dime in your pocket, but you put your stuff on. You ought to wash your face off. You ought to square your shoulders. Comb that old hair back or something. And look like something that's getting ready to see something greater. Oh, you ought to tell somebody something good is getting ready to happen. And I want you to know that while you're going through, it's not because you're weak, but it's because you are strong. And I want you to know you got to keep looking in your future. Quit reminiscing all the way about your past, about what has happened to you, why you didn't have a fair shake, why somebody didn't treat you right, why somebody threw you to the curb. But you better start looking into the future and start seeing yourself blessed, and tell yourself, I look a lot better than I do right now. And you ought to tell the neighbors, a neighbor.
God is able. God is able. God is able. And he won't fail. God is able. God is able. God is able. And he won't fail. Tell me who can make a mountain move out of my way, and who can make a miracle because of my faith? And when the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there to help me pass every test? God is able. God is able. Oh, and he won't fail. Tell me who can make a river out of a little stream, and who can tell the clouds to roll back so that the sun can look at me? And who can tell the wind to whistle through the trees? And when I'm in trouble, who's that same God that will come down and rescue me? God is able. God is able. God is able. And he won't fail. Don't you dare. God is able. Tell you God is able and he won't. No. Never forsake, no, he won't fail. He'll be there till the end. God won't fail. He won't fail.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.